So what Christians finally did, Cassiopeia said, was separate themselves from that past. They named half the Bible the Old Testament, the other the New. Jesus, through the writings of the New Testament, fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament, thereby proving his messianic claim. A perfectly assembled package, the right message, tailored to the right audience, all of which allowed Christianity to utterly dominate the Western world. Do the Templars believe in the actual resurrection of Christ? Which ones? A strange question. Malone shrugged. Those today, of course. But in 1307, I have no idea what they believed. Most Templars were illiterate, so only a few within the order controlled what the many thought. Of course, the Great Divide existed then, so I assume seeing was believing.
What is this Great Divide?
I wish I knew. That information has been lost.
Why does de Roquefort want it so bad? Malone asked Mark.
Finding the Great Divide could well fuel the reemergence of the Order onto the world scene and fundamentally change Christendom. De Roquefort also wants retribution for what happened to the Order and the Order's name cleared. Malone was puzzled.
What do you mean?
One of the charges leveled against the Templars in 1307 was idol worshipping. Yet even now, Catholics pray to images routinely, the Shroud of Turin being one of those. The Shroud of Turin, which Mark mentioned, was a cloth on which was displayed a man, 6 feet tall, sharp nose, full beard, with crucifixion wounds to his hands, feet, and scalp, and scourge marks ravaging his back. The image on the shroud, Mark said, is not of Christ. It's Jacques de Molay. He was nailed to a door in the Paris temple in a manner similar to that of Christ. Afterward, de Molay was wrapped in a linen shroud the order kept in the Paris temple. We now know lactic acid and blood from de Molay's body, mixed with the frankincense in the cloth, and etched the image. There's even a modern equivalent. In 1981, a cancer patient in England left a trace of his limbs on bedsheets. When it was first shown, people immediately associated the image with Christ, and the family that held it did nothing to dissuade that belief. In the late 16th century, the church took possession of the shroud, deeming it a holy relic. De Roquefort wants to take the shroud back. It's the orders, not the churches. Torvaldsen shook his head.
That's foolishness.
It's how he thinks. Malone noticed the annoyed look on Stephanie's face. The Bible lesson was fascinating, Henrik, but I'm still waiting for the truth about what's happening here.
The Dane smiled. You're such a joy.
She displayed her phone. Let me make myself real clear. If I don't get some answers in the next few minutes, I'm calling Atlanta. I've had my fill of Raymond de Roquefort, so we're going public with this little treasure hunt and ending this nonsense.